please, the psalm for today, Psalm 37. I'm looking at the last two verses, and we're going to say the three translations together. And Pastor Kev, I'm going to ask you to kind of lead us through, because my voice is a little weak. I want to save it.
Okay.
But the salvation of
the righteous
is of the Lord.
He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in Him.
And from the message?
The spacious, free life is from God. It's also protected and safe. God strengthened, we're delivered from evil. When we run to Him, He saves us.
And the new living.
The Lord rescues the godly. He is their fortress in times of trouble. The Lord helps them, rescuing them from the wicked. He saves them, and they find shelter in Him.
Amen. Now, what Luther said about these verses, he closes the exposition of the Psalms with the words, "O shame on our faithlessness, mistrust, and vile unbelief, that we do not believe such rich, powerful, conciliatory declarations of God, and take up so readily with little grounds of offense whenever we but hear the wicked speeches of the ungodly. Help, O God, that we may once again attain to right faith." Luther was a really wise man, wasn't he, Tom? Yeah, those of you with Lutheran background have some good roots there. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew Henry says about these last two verses, "The salvation of the righteous will be the Lord's doing. He will help them do their duties." I love that. It's not us. We don't have to do it on our own. "And to bear their burdens and help them bear their troubles well, and get good by them, and in due time will deliver them out of their troubles." You know, some of us, we haven't been promised a trouble-free life, but this is saying that He's going to be there. He's going to help us. He's going to help us bear our duties. He's going to help us bear our burdens and bear our troubles well. I love that phrase, bear our troubles well. We don't have to do it all on our own, but He helps us. "And will deliver them out of their troubles. Let sinners then depart from evil and do good, repent of and forsake sin, and trust in the mercy of God through Jesus Christ. Let them take His yoke upon them and learn of Him, that they may dwell forevermore in heaven. Let us mark the closing scenes of different characters and always depend on God's mercy." Spurgeon says, he wrote The Treasury of David. I love Spurgeon. He's a great Christian philosopher. "But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord." What a wonderful sentence. The salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. Doesn't that kind of make you just kind of rest back in His arms? Amen. "Sound doctrine, this, the very marrow of the gospel of free grace, by salvation is meant deliverance from every kind. Not only the salvation which finally lands us in glory, but all the minor rescues along the way." I like that, all the minor rescues. How many of you had to be rescued this week? Just a little bit along the way. "These are all to be ascribed unto the Lord and to Him alone. Let Him have glory from those whom He grants salvation. He is their strength in time of trouble. While trouble overthrows the wicked, it only drives the righteous to their strong helper who rejoices to uphold them." Amen. The last one I want to read from is John Trapp. "And the Lord shall help them. He shall, He shall, He shall. Oh, the rhetoric of God, the safety of the saints, and the certainty of the promises." Amen. Let's stand and let's say that first, the last two verses from Psalm 40 out of the King James Version. Now we have a little more grasp of what this is saying, and we can rest in it, relax in it, as we give ourselves to totally worship Him. "But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Let's worship this wonderful, mighty God.